My business report. Coming up in this bulletin, President Mahama assent to value-added tax reforms bill 2025, and stakeholders in oil and gas sector applaud Tema Oil Refinery for resuming crude oil processing, but call for sustainability to avoid huge losses. Also, government recalls 19% oversubscription of treasury bills as interest rate increase across the yield curve. We will have this and more coming up in this bulletin. Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, your solid protection. My name is Winston Taki. Let's now settle for the details. President John Mahama has assented to the recently passed value-added tax VAT Bill 2025 presented by the Finance Minister in Parliament. This means the bill has become law and received the presidential blessing for implementation from next year by the Ghana Revenue Authority. Here's a report.
The development marks a major overhaul of Ghana's tax system aimed at simplifying tax laws, consolidating existing legislation, abolishing the COVID-19 levy, and improving compliance through digitization of revenue administration. The reform seeks to promote greater fairness and support economic growth as the country intensifies efforts to enhance domestic revenue mobilization. The changes form part of recommendations from the International Monetary Fund to reduce bureaucratic bottlenecks in tax collection. Key reforms include the unification of the flat rate system, a reduction in effective tax rates and allowance of GET fund and any child deductions as input tax and measures to improve revenue efficiency. The reforms will also see the rollout of digital platforms such as the EVAT system to ensure accurate and transparent tax collection. The bill, which was passed by Parliament in November following its presentation during the 2026 budget statement and economic policy, has now received presidential assent, giving Ghana Revenue Authority the mandate to proceed with implementation.
That was a News Desk report. Away from that, economist Professor Peter Kwarty has advised the Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, and the Finance Minister, Dr. Kessel Atuforsen, to continue to synchronize monetary and fiscal policies in 2026. This, he believes, will accelerate economic growth after Ghana exits the IMF program in 2026. Professor Kwarty emphasized the need for both sides to continue coordinating activities to impact the lives of Ghanaians.
Kudos to the two fine gentlemen. If they hadn't continued the IMF program, I believe we wouldn't have been seeing what we're seeing now. But of course, I acknowledge all the efforts they put into what they're doing. The coordination especially, I mean, if the two of them don't speak, if the Minister of Finance and the Bank of Ghana do not speak the same language, it's a recipe for disaster. And I see that coordination between the fiscal and fiscal, that is helping a lot in achieving the stability that we've seen this far. There's still room for improvement. I wouldn't say that we should be celebrating the stability and just relax. There's a lot of room for improvement. As you stabilize, as you ensure that you're not spending that tax repercussion on people's pockets, because the government spends, that is how money finds its way to the economy. That is how you stimulate aggregate demand.
That was Professor Peter Kwarty speaking there. On the T-bills market, the government recorded a 90% oversubscription of treasury bills for the fifth week running. That's according to auction results by the Bank of Ghana. Meanwhile, interest rate went up across the yield curve. There was more in this Business Desk report.
The target for the auction was estimated at 3.3 billion Ghana cedis, but the government got 3.95 billion Ghana cedis, about 19.69% oversubscription. It, however, accepted 3.89 billion Ghana cedis of the total bid. A little over 61% of the bids came from the 91-day bill. 2.449 billion Ghana cedis of the bids were tendered. The uptake was 2.447 billion Ghana cedis. For the 182-day bill, 781.43 million Ghana cedis of the bids were tendered. The bids accepted were estimated to the tune of 726.43 million Ghana cedis. Also, 726.43 million Ghana cedis of the bids were tendered for the 364D bill. The same amount of the bids were accepted. Meanwhile, interest rates increased across the yield curve. The yield on the 91D bill went up by basis point to 11.09%. VAT of the 182D bill also jumped to 12.52% from 12.43% the previous week. The yield on the 364D bill rose by 3 basis points to 12.94%.
That was a Business Desk report. In another development, stakeholders in the oil and gas sector are confident that the resumption of crude processing at the Tema Oil Refinery will ensure energy security and the stabilization of the local currency. The state refinery last week announced that it has begun processing some 28,000 barrels of crude oil after a major renovation work. Commenting on the development, energy analyst and executive director of the Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy, Benjamin Isia, welcomed the move and called for a sustained policy to avoid any losses.
The revamping of the Tema refinery is critical to the development of Ghana, especially in supporting the stability or the appreciation of the Ghana cedi against the dollar, as well as ensuring energy security. But its sustainability depends on a lot of factors, both internal and external factors. Internally, I think a company must operate at optimal levels or efficiency levels within internationally accepted best practices, because underproduction is likely going to cause them in future in terms of incurring huge liabilities.
Benjamin Isia is an energy analyst and executive director of the Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy. Away from that, tax analyst Francis Timoboy has asked government not to overly rely on commodity exports, particularly gold, as projections show the global price of the precious metal may fall in the near future. The caution follows recent reliance on gold reserves and exports to sustain the cedi. By speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Timoboy advocated a more diversified economy to withstand global shocks when commodity prices fluctuate on the world market.
And commodity export is not something you can do for long. But people have even projected that the gold price is going to fall in the near future. So if Bank of Ghana is able to pump dollars into the market today because of, you know, more money windfall coming from the gold export, the question is how sustainable can this be? So until we're able to diversify the economy, like Professor Kote has said, we always want the Bank of Ghana to, you know, to intervene. And it's part of their function. They are supposed to ensure stability. So during our conference, we were advocating that, look, tourism is one way that government can really focus and say, this year we are dedicating a lot of resources to tourism. The year of return brought over $3 billion. So why can't we hammer on tax things?
Francis Timoboy is a tax analyst. Now, in other development, the outgoing managing director of ARB Apex Bank PLC, Aless Kwesi Iwa, has attributed the improved profitability of Ghana's rural and community banks to stronger corporate governance structures and enhanced regulatory oversight. According to Mr. Iwa, the bank's combined balance sheet crossed the 1 billion Ghana cedis profit mark as of September 2025, reflecting sustained operational discipline and improved risk management. He made a remark in an interview with Joy Business on the sidelines of the ARB Apex Bank Christmas dinner held in Accra.
December 2021, profitability of the whole industry was about 113 million. As we speak, it's crossed 1 billion as of September 2025. The industry is making progress. And all due to the fact that, you know, we've been implementing policies that are sustainable and making sure that rural banks are operating in very good. It doesn't matter. You know that this, for some years, the economy itself, we've gone through so many issues, but you can see when you see that the rural banks are still making progress, then it is a testimony to the fundamental strength of the institutions that we're running.
Aless Kwesi Iwa is the outgoing managing director of ARB Apex Bank PLC. Are your assets working for you? Paul Manti, MD of EDC Investment Limited, breaks down the best asset types to grow and maximize your capital on today's Money Lab. Take a listen.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Manti, MD of EDC Investment Limited. The last few weeks, we've been discussing the subject matter of personal finance. And today, I want you to know that if you want to gain financial freedom, then you need to focus on shutting down liabilities and building assets. It's as simple as that. What is an asset? An asset is anything you put money in that will bring money back to you. What is a liability? Anything you put money in that takes money out of your pocket. This is according to Robert Kiyosaki. The rich buy assets, but the poor and middle class buy liabilities they call assets. You want to gain financial freedom from this, after this episode, focus on putting your money in things that will bring money back to you. Simple things like treasury bills, like the EDC fixed income fund, EDC money market fund. These are things you put money in that brings money back to you. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab, and remember, financial independence is possible.
That was Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited, with today's Money Lab. That is the end of the Joya Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Ecobank's PLC, this festive season, bills shouldn't scare you, because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the five-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit a multiple of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes, including a one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customers who transact with their Ecobank card or use the digital platforms to enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31st, 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask you for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks for listening. My name is Winston Taki. Have a good business day. Bye-bye.
The Kakamotobi come out in the festive season, and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family, and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo, or Obake, Ecobank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your Ecobank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with Ecobank. T's and C's apply.
Bill shouldn't scare you.
Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Ecobank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
For the idea too bold to ignore.
The dream that keeps you up at night.
The plan that's waiting for the right moment.
Well, this is the best time to make your move with Stanbic. Our rates have dropped.
With our personal loans, vehicle loans, consumer finance, solar loans, home loans, and credit cards, you can turn your plans into progress. And your next move?
It's unstoppable. Visit stanbicbank.com.gh to get started or call 0302-815-789.
Castle Accra brings you the Countdown Dinner Dance 2025 with the legend Samini. Be a part of this Countdown Dinner Dance 31st December 2025 from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Lancaster Accra. It's 3,000 Ghana cedis for couples, 1,800 cedis for singles, and 1,200 cedis for kids. You'll be treated to sparkling wine on arrival, an extensive around-the-world buffet dinner, and spectacular fireworks. There'll be surprise giveaways for Ellie Bear event and lucky guests. Don't miss out on this exciting offer with Samini Live, Swiss Band, DJ Toyo, and